Headline, First Digital Defends FDUSD from Justin Sun's Attacks, published at 6:18 p.m. UTC, April 3, 2025. First Digital Trust has taken to X to defend its First Digital USD, FDUSD stablecoin, against attacks from cryptocurrency entrepreneur Justin Sun. In the statement, First Digital claims that every FDUSD is securely backed one-to-one by cash and cash equivalents and adds that the firm remains fully solvent. Additionally, First Digital denies any and all claims of FDT being involved in a coordinated scheme or misappropriation of funds. First Digital is responding to Sun and Tectarix's. The firm behind TrueUSD claims that First Digital had misappropriated the vast majority of TrueUSD reserves. This portion of the reserves, currently totaling over $500 million, has been inaccessible to TrueUSD for an extended period and was also the center of a Securities and Exchange Commission lawsuit. This suit alleged that the reserves of TrueUSD were mostly invested in a highly speculative fund, despite TrueUSD's claims that it was backed dollar for dollar. Tectarix has subsequently filed a suit against First Digital Trust and First Digital's chief executive, Vincent Chalk, in a lawsuit that alleged that First Digital had inappropriately directed these investments. After these investments were made, the fund was unable or unwilling to service redemption requests from TrueUSD/Tectarix, and Sun reportedly had to provide a loan to TrueUSD. It has also led Sun to make the accusation that First Digital is insolvent. This dispute has also spilled out of the courts, and at least one Hong Kong legislator has commented on it. However, the statement from First Digital includes a different explanation, noting that the fund that was invested in, Aria, has voiced its AML-KYC concerns regarding the buyout deal between TrueCoin and Tectarix and the identification of the ultimate beneficial owner of Tectarix. Former Trust Labs CEO Daniel Jiayong An has previously alleged that Sun tried to acquire TrueUSD with the assistance of Can Sun, a lawyer who later worked with FTX. However, Tectarix has claimed in public and in repeated statements to Protos that Sun is not the ultimate beneficial owner of Tectarix or TrueUSD. However, Sun has been described as an Asia market advisor by TrueUSD and has described himself as a partner market maker for TrueUSD. Additionally, CoinDesk reporting suggests that he provided the loan to bail out TrueUSD. This recording is AI generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.